The product is already the exact same product that we build. The processes are the exact same that we use. And then it's just, I'm hiring the right managers. I am training them up. I am hiring the right caregivers and the right chefs. I am making these great relationships with the people who are the industry experts in my community. And I'm putting this whole system together. And I think realistically, this is the fastest way to do it. You can get to a place where you can make 500 grand a year and work less than one day a week in that probably 6 to 9, maybe 12 month time period. I have a better option than the dinky RAL. Let me show you how to create a luxury new construction mansion of an assisted living. When I started out in assisted living, nobody had a roadmap for how to build and operate a luxury assisted living. I'm here to document my journey as I grow my business and provide you tips and strategies for you to succeed. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Assisted Living Investing. I am your host, Brett Schottkavis. I own and operate Platinum Resort Assisted Living and Memory Care in Georgetown, Texas, and my wife and I have made amazing money from this, have been able to do something that is super rewarding and fulfilling, and I want to talk to you about this business today. So if you wanted to get into the assisted living space, the end-of-life space, ultimately, we call them memory care mansions. That's what we do. We build custom 10,000 square foot, 16 bedroom, 17 bath, BA end-of-life memory care mansions for people, for seniors, right? But it looks like it's not a facility. It looks like you're driving into a neighborhood of these awesome rich people mansions, but really they're purpose-built for seniors at end-of-life. So if this is something you want to learn more about, I want to share with you today the three P's of your assisted living business. Now, if you know what the three P's are, I heard them the first time from Marcus Lemonis, that show The Profit. I think it was a great show, but he talks about and he analyzes these businesses from that perspective. So let's talk about the three P's today. That is your product, your process, and your people. All right, so let's break this down. Let's first start with your product, because an assisted living business really has two sides to their product. They have a physical building, that's part of it, and then they have a service. So let's talk about this physical building, because I think that is the biggest opportunity in this space, is there's a hole in the market. Most places are either too big or too small. They're smelly, they're gross, they're ugly, or they're facility-like, they're hotel-like. None of those things, I think, are solving the problem in the marketplace, right? Like, I think our product is what the future of assisted living is. People don't want to be in the big smelly facility and they don't want to be in a dinky little RAL. So what we do for our physical product, we build 10,000 square feet. Everyone has their own private room. They're good sized rooms. They're about 330 square feet with your own full bathroom. We have a huge vaulted great room. It's floor to ceiling glass walls. It's about 13 and a half feet high, all glass walls. We have a library, we have a private salon, and a barber comes in. We have a private chef that takes care of, they just cook for 16 instead of 60 or 160, right? This is our physical product. It is beautiful. It doesn't look like a facility. There's no parking lot in front. They don't have that little thing where you pull up and you, I think it's called a portico or something, you drive under that thing. I can't stand those because they look like a facility, right? No red curb. I don't want those things. I want front yards. I want backyards. I want my staff parking off to the side. There's no parking lot. I want to have a mansion, right? And then more than that, I want to build out my own neighborhood of mansions. So you can actually follow us on Facebook and see our journey building out these neighborhoods. But that's the physical side to my product. Your residents, they need a room, right? They need a place to live, to sleep, right? To have all of their stuff. They're gonna want certain things. Most grandmas, they want what you would want. They want a good size room, not huge, but definitely not small. They want their own private bathroom. They want space to have their toothpaste out and their toothbrush and their hair stuff, right? And like not get it all messed up with the neighbor's stuff, right? Everything that you would want, they would want. So that is your physical building. Then you have your service, right? Your service is ADLs, or perhaps it's ADLs and end-of-life care or memory care. That's really what our niche is. I want to provide all the care and amenities that the big smelly facility down the street can provide. Because ultimately, this is how I built a massive waitlist. We are going and we are stealing all the grandmas from the 100 beds because they're going to go through the funnel. They're going to go through independent living into assisted living. They're going to decline more, get ready for memory care, and go from that cycle. And instead of stopping at the 20-bed memory care on the bottom floor of the big smelly facility, they get bad care over years, right? Years of this system. And then it's like, hey, I'm going to steal that grandma from them and I'm going to bring them into my custom mansion for only 16 grandmas and grandpas, right? So next, let's talk about the service side of your product. Okay, our whole niche is providing all the care and amenities that you could get at the big smelly facility down the street. So ADLs, that's what we do. That's the core of what we do, right? Activities of daily living. That's taking care of grandma and grandpa at the end of life, doing the things that they used to be able to do for themselves, but now they can't, right? The feeding, the transferring, the walking, the bathing, the toileting, all of those things. That's the core of what assisted living is. But then there may be additional things also. There may be end-of-life care. There may be dementia or memory care. Those are things that we do. I want to say to the daughter when she's touring, there's no reason for you to be at the big 100-bed facility down the street. Everything that you can get there, you can have it here. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have home health, we have hospice. You have your own private room, private bath. You have your own AC. You have your own chef. You have a salon. Anything you need, I can do it right here in this custom-built mansion. So the second P you want to focus on is your process. There's lots of different processes you want to hit and build out for your company, but let me hit a couple of the core ones. Right, the most important processes, I think, are your resident processes, your staffing, your outside services, your medication management, and your sales and marketing. So we've ultimately created a machine where Laura and I are very hands-off, very passive in this way, and we can look at our numbers, our KPIs every single week, and we can see how our machine's going. We'll look at all these different systems and know if there is a problem with it just based on numbers, right? Every single week, we're going to go through these numbers and we're going to see, okay, sales and marketing, how many new calls do we have? How many new tours do we have? How many people added to the wait list this week, right? I can see those metrics. And then how full are our beds? How are we doing with our resident communications? Do we have any family issues? Do we have any resident issues? Those are numbers that are documented there. And then staff, how many hires do we need to have? Have we had any staffing issues, right? Those are numbers that are there that I can check as well. So my goal as I'm creating systems is I can take a new caregiver with really no experience, put him or her into this machine. They'll know exactly what to do. After 3 days of floor training, they can plug into a system and know it every single time during the day exactly what their roles are. I can pop into Platinum Resort at any time of the day and say, hey, it's 4:15. I know exactly what's going to be happening right now at 4:15, what all my grandmas will be doing, what all of my staff will be doing, right? That is the expectation that you can create this system, this machine that will run and you can pull back and just have a high level view going through your key performance indicators, having your manager meeting every week and seeing how your machine, how your processes are doing. So the third P is your people. The people is probably the hardest part of this. Okay, how do you get good people? Well, you don't start with good people. You usually start with average people and you make them good people. So let's talk about your people. You have three different type of staff that are on your payroll in the assisted living business, right? You have your managers and we have two full-time managers who are running this for us. Okay, then we have our caregivers and we have about 12 caregivers for each of our mansions. We run two caregivers 24/7 on 3 8-hour shifts. So there's two caregivers there at all times. Okay, then we have a chef. We have one full-time chef who works 45, 50 hours a week. So those are the only three positions that I have on my payroll that Platinum Resort employs. But there's a lot of other people that are really important to what we do, the end-of-life care, the memory care, right? So there's doctors. We have one or two house doctors that we have, and our grandmas use them. They use their insurance to use them. And usually the doctor will come in on the front side, and then usually they'll send either their physician assistant and make weekly rounds. They'll come and they'll see all of our grandmas on some type of rotation, right? That doctor will get together with our managers and with the families to create these care plans, adjust their medications, and do all of that kind of stuff. The next two important outside services are really the hospice and the home health. We work hand in hand with them. They are coming in our building all the time, but it's important to acknowledge that all of these people, they are not on my payroll. They're getting covered by either state services or by the resident's insurance. So these people, they are usually the same people. They are coming into your mansion, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week. So you see them, you create relationships with them. You can request that, hey, this person is not good. I don't want this hospice nurse over here anymore, right? Or we've fired hospice companies before. You can find good people. You can create good people. You can set the expectations for what it is. And you can say, hey, you know what? You may be doing things over there in the big smelly facility this way, but we are not going to do it that way, right? This is your business. You can still say, this is how we are going to run things. And if that company doesn't want to work with you, or you don't want to work with them, fine. There's plenty of hospice companies. They are literally knocking on doors all the time saying, hey, I want to work with you guys, right? So there are multiple sides to this, the people that you employ and the people that are outside services. And honestly, that's just three of them, right? There's like 10 different outside services that we work with that are all coming in. Whole parts of the product was I can offer all the care and amenities of the big facility. The big facilities, they have all these people on their own payroll. I don't have to have them on my payroll, right? I don't have to increase my budget in that way. All of these people can still come and they are not on my insurance. They are not on my payroll. I don't have any type of liability or risk for them. If they screw up, it is on their own companies. So those are our three P's. Really, you start with your product. You build the physical building. You create your vision for what your services are going to be. And then you start creating the next two. You start building out your systems, your processes, and then you start hiring people to serve that product and that process, right? And a lot of times it's just a back and forth between firing those people that didn't fit, hiring new people, dialing in your processes. And ultimately, it can take years to really get streamlined. But we have gotten to a place where we're working less than 4 hours a week. I think Laura's at four. I'm probably closer to like 30 minutes. But that is the result of what you can get to probably year two. If you wanted to shortcut this, this is what we do, right? We call it the strategic partnership. We work with a select group of people who want to copy and paste our business, right? We talked about the three P's. Two of the P's are done for you. The product is already the exact same product that we build. The processes are the exact same that we use. And then it's just, I'm hiring the right managers. I am training them up. I am hiring the right caregivers and the right chefs. I am making these great relationships with the people who are the industry experts in my community. And I'm putting this whole system together. And I think realistically, this is the fastest way to do it. You can get to a place where you can make 500 grand a year and work less than one day a week in that probably 6 to 9, maybe 12 month time period. So if you want to learn more about the strategic partnership, go to palm.university. There's a lot of videos and information on how we structure this. That's it for the three P's. I just have one ask for you. Will you share this with someone who you think this can help? My goal is to get this information in front of as many people as possible, to change other entrepreneurs' lives, to give them the opportunity to quit their job, fire their boss, do something that makes amazing money, and do something in a meaningful way to help their community. Well, thank you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.